This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I'm your host for this first hour. Last weekend, I spent a lot of time focused on the resource sector and a lot of the junior stocks in terms of especially precious metals. So on this weekend's show, we're going to switch a little bit more for a generalist focus, simply because, in all fairness, there are a lot of sectors that are moving sideways and are relatively boring, but the U.S. equity markets, they have bounced recently over the past week and a half, let's say, and there's also been this very interesting rotation. It's not just the high-flying tech stocks that are leading this bounce for the U.S. markets. I'm kicking off the show with Jesse Felder, founder and editor of the Felder Report. Jesse, let's start with this rotation in the stock market. What are you seeing here?
Well, yeah, I think that's the what we're seeing in the stock market is trying to discount what the future is going to look like a year or 18 months from now. So, you know, one of my favorite investing quotes comes from Stan Druckenmiller, probably the greatest hedge fund manager of our time. Said never invest in the present. You have to visualize the situation 18 months from now. Whatever that is, that's where the price will be, not where it is today. And so the market, you know, is right now trying to discount what things are going to look like a year, 18 months from now. And if you look at China, you know, China's probably a good example of where we're going to be a year or 18 months from now. In China, they've had no, virus cases, COVID cases, the last, couple of months. And they're seeing travel just open up like crazy. I mean, hotels are sold out. You can't get flights anywhere. All the tourist attractions are really going, gangbusters again. And so, if that's what things are going to look like, 18 months from now, spring of 2022, I think there's probably a good chance by then that we've actually gotten through this pandemic to the other side of it here in North America. And if that's the case, then the same thing's going to happen where a lot of these sectors that have been really hammered by the pandemic are going to be coming back, in a big way. And conversely, a lot of these stocks and sectors that have benefited dramatically, think of all the lockdown stocks that have benefited from the pandemic. You might think of Netflix, Peloton, selling tons of bikes to people who can't go to the gym anymore. Zoom, obviously, it's amazing to me that Zoom, as Lee Gehring pointed out on my podcast this week, Zoom and ExxonMobil trade at the same market cap, $140 billion. Zoom trades at 100 times sales. ExxonMobil trades at, a little bit more than one half times its sales. And so I think you're going to see that, those two stocks might exemplify what I see coming better than anything, which is we're going to rotate out of these pandemic stocks, these lockdown stocks, and into the things like energy that have been hammered the hardest.
So stuff that we will actually use when, I guess, people get back to some sort of normal life. But, Jesse, do you think that people in North America, after living through what really is one of the first pandemics in a long time, that they are going to come back to what they used to do and to travel and to really get out as much as they used to?
I think there's going to be actually pent-up demand for a lot of those things. I think once it's clear that it's safe to go to a concert again, to go travel again, I think that there's going to be a lot of, 2 years of pent-up demand for those things, and it's going to just explode once people know that it's safe to go do that again. People really do, aren't going to stop traveling. People, might not go back to the movie theaters like they used to, but, people are going to go back to concerts and things like that. Because they've just missed that for the last, you know, year. And by then, you know, 2 years plus, I do think there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand. Those things are going to, I mean, look at how many people were still signing up to go on cruises when the pandemic was in full force. So you imagine once we're given the all clear signal, you know, the demand to get back on a cruise ship is going to be huge. So I think, you know, the demand for those things is there. It's just, you know, it's being suppressed. But like I said, the market is going to start discounting those things today. The market's not going to wait until we have the all clear signal for people to go back and do those things, for those stock prices to start really rebounding. And to me, energy is the most, you know, interesting of all those, because it has become so, it's the most hated sector in the market right now. And probably, like my friend Jason Geffertz pointed out, it might be the most hated sector of all time.
So then where are you focused in terms of oil companies? Is it the producers? Is it the pipelines? Where is the sweet spot in your eyes?
It's really both of those. I like the oil and gas, the exploration and production companies. I think they are, you know, some of the cheapest in the sector right now, just because they're so highly leveraged to the oil price. And everybody thinks oil is dead. Everybody thinks oil is never going to go back up again. And, you know, there's a supply and demand case to be made that we actually could see another energy crisis over the next, you know, over the next several years. And so if that's the case, oil price is going way back up, you know, potentially back over $100 a barrel. And the oil and gas producers are going to be the ones to benefit most from that. But also, you know, you're right about the infrastructure companies, the pipeline companies. These things, a lot of them are paying, you know, 8-10% dividends and higher. And those are sustainable dividends. It's amazing to me that in a 0% interest rate environment, nobody, you know, people are shunning this 8-10% of, you know, sustainable income from a lot of these stocks. And, you know, by the same token, in terms of the whole energy sector, we have, it's incredibly ironic to me that we have a Federal Reserve that is literally dedicated to creating inflation. It's essentially the opposite of Paul Volcker 40 years ago saying, I'm going to break the back of inflation no matter what it takes. We have Jay Powell saying, I'm going to create inflation no matter what it takes. And what's the best way to protect yourself against inflation? It's commodity stocks. And the oil stocks is the most hated sector on the planet at a time when you have the most powerful central bank in the world saying they're going to create inflation. So it's just, to me, a screaming opportunity.
All right. Well, hey, Jesse, always interesting comments and a bit of a divergence from some of the other stuff that we usually talk about. But one other question, though. You have a timeline here of 18 months. You said spring of 2022. That's a long time for investors and a lot of people. They're looking for returns now. So how are you balancing that timing aspect?
Well, that's my point. So the market is going to start discounting today what the world will look like 18 months from now. That comes back to that Druckenmiller quote that I was pointing out. It's, if you invest in the present, you're going to get run over. The market right now is pricing in the pandemic will last forever. That's why you see stocks like Netflix and Peloton and these things. And a lot of these, to be perfectly frank, I'm short a lot of these stocks right now, because I do think the market's going to start discounting people getting back to normal. We're going to be avoiding Zoom calls as much as possible, doing things in person as much as possible as we can, you know, 18 months from now, just because we're tired of being, you know, doing things virtually and being locked down. So to say that 18 months from now is when the returns are going to happen is, I think, you know, frankly, you know, dead wrong. The market's going to start discounting these things today, what the world's going to look like 18 months from now.
All right. Hey, Jesse, great chatting with you. Thank you again for taking some time on this weekend show. And just a little food for thought, everyone who thinks that this restart just isn't going to happen, or, you know what, it will take some time. But, yeah, that pent-up demand, you have a good point that people do want to get back out. So when they feel safe to, when they're able to, man, that stuff could really take off. Jesse, thanks for your time this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too, Corey. Thanks. Always a pleasure.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that first segment with Jesse Felder. In this segment, I am featuring Mike Larson, editor of the Safe Money Report. Mike's joined me on a number of occasions, talking broad markets, talking some of the sectors that he is focused on. But we are spending this first hour of the show talking more broad concepts when it comes to investors. And in this segment, we're going to talk a bit more about money printing, money flows, but mostly money printing. Ever since COVID hit, look, all central banks, all governments have just slammed down on the gas pedal, issuing money, trying to get the economy in some sort of stable fashion and trying to get some of that money down to individuals. The U.S., we're stuck a little bit right now in terms of getting anything through the government, but we even heard this week from the Fed minutes that, look, the Fed is willing and ready to inject more money into the system. Mike, give us, first and foremost, a little summary of all the money printing that has happened all on the back of COVID.
Sure. I mean, you know, I've kind of tongue-in-cheek dubbed this the money flood 2021. And the big picture here being that in the wake of the COVID outbreak, we've seen the Federal Reserve print essentially the most money in the shortest amount of time that we've ever seen in the history of this country, even more so than we had in the wake of the great financial crisis back in 07 and 08 and 09. And what's noteworthy, too, is they've rolled out of these all these programs which are buying and backstopping a wide range of assets, everything from municipal debt to junk bond to junk bond ETFs to, you know, corporate debt and investment-grade corporate debt and on and on. You know, you get this alphabet soup of programs that are being used to backstop Wall Street. And at first, you also had that accompanied by a large dose of fiscal aid that did actually make its way down to Main Street. Things like stimulus checks of up to $1,200 per household. Things like unemployment added benefits of up to $600 on top of what the states pay here in the U.S. But unfortunately, while the Wall Street aid has continued to come fast and furious, and there's no indication whatsoever that's going to let up, and that money, if anything, there's going to be more coming, which we can talk about in a second, Main Street aid has started to dry out. Those unemployment benefits, extra unemployment benefits, the money funding them has run out. The money behind the stimulus checks, all that money's either been spent or saved by this point. There's no new checks coming out. And because of a combination of two things, mostly squabbling out of the U.S. election, which is coming up, and also the fact that the Fed's money printing and market backstopping has neutered market forcing mechanisms, meaning you don't have extremely turbulent markets, falling stock prices, you know, high volatility and so on, forcing Congress to act and saying, look, we've got to do something to stop this. Because you don't have that due to all the Fed intervention, you're not getting the fiscal intervention. Congress and the Trump administration is just looking at the stock market and saying, well, Main Street doesn't need money. The stock market's doing fine. It's dangerous thinking. It's bad for Main Street. But as long as Wall Street's throwing a party, Main Street's going to continue to get the shaft. It's unfortunate. It's not the way I wish things were. But as investors, you have to invest for the world that you in the market environment that you have. In the real world, not the one you want, potentially do your own personal preferences in an ideal world. And that's sort of where things stand. Again, so much money is being thrown at the markets, so much effort is being expended by the Fed in the U.S. and by the ECB and so on overseas to prop up markets and assets that as an investor, you don't want to stand in the way of that. You really have to position yourself to profit from the money flood and just let it carry you along. And that's kind of where we are. You know, what's next? Obviously, the next big catalyst is the election coming up, and there are a couple of ways this thing could break. But either if Trump somehow manages to win and he's down in the polls, or especially if Biden wins and the Democrats sweep in Congress, we're going to see a heck of a lot of additional aid, additional borrowing and spending that's going to go on at all levels of government to try and get the economy up and running. Things like infrastructure, things like tax cuts, things like additional, you know, funding, mailing of checks and stimulus money to Main Street and so on. So there's a lot of ways this thing could break. None of what I see, though, is really bad for assets, even if it's not great for Main Street. So, again, that's how you have to position yourself in terms of owning assets, which means high quality, dividend paying, you know, secure, highly rated stocks, as well as things like gold, silver, and precious metals miners.
So, Mike, what about how the U.S. election plays out? I think we can both agree that there will be a lot of money printing after the election is over, but does it impact where you think that money will land, depending on if Trump gets in or depending on if Biden and this blue wave actually happens?
Yeah, you're absolutely right that this thing could go in a couple of different ways. I mean, let's be honest, regardless of your other opinions about Trump, a lot of the aid, things like tax cuts and so on, ex hoarding of the Fed to continue to keep rates low and so on and what have you, all of that, or most of that, has benefited the upper tier, the wealthiest, the one percenters, if you want to use that term, just people who own assets, and those at the higher end of the income spectrum have disproportionately benefited from the tax cuts and from other things being done to support asset values. If we see a blue sweep, if we see Biden get elected, we see the Democrats take a majority in both sides of Congress, House, and the Senate, and so on, then you would likely see more borrowing and spending being directed towards middle America and towards things like infrastructure and so on. It's a question to me. I mean, whereas a lot of the polling suggests Biden's going to win, it's unclear yet if that's going to persist through Election Day, and it's also unclear if that congressional sweep is going to happen. So a lot of different ways this thing could break. But in any event, I don't see any scenario where you're going to see fiscal responsibility or monetary policy responsibility magically start to happen, right? Nobody's running on a platform of fiscal restraint, or nobody's arguing for the Fed to keep, start raising interest rates sometime before the 2030s and what have you. So that part of it is almost guaranteed to be coming down the pike. It's just a question of who exactly will be the winners and losers. But there will be a lot of money printing either way. So that's what you probably should be positioning for as an investor.
Mike, how important, though, is it to compare what the U.S. might do, either from the Fed or from a government standpoint, compared to the rest of the world, in China, in Europe, in any other country you want to look at?
Well, I think on a monetary stimulus side, the rest of the world is pretty much on the same page as the U.S. Fed. I mean, the ECB, Lagarde over there is talking about potentially cutting rates further into negative territory, buying even more bonds. Here in the U.S., they're starting to float sort of a trial balloon and talking a little bit about doing more QE here. And if they do QE, shift more purchases towards the long end of the yield curve, buy more 10-year, 30-year debt and so on to suppress long-term interest rates. In Japan, I mean, they've been at it for decades now. So I think from a monetary standpoint, there's no hard money advocates. There's no monetary responsibility. There's no, those who worry accurately and correctly about the potential for creating even more asset bubbles. Those few voices are being drowned out.
All right. Hey, Mike, great chatting with you. Thanks for sharing your thoughts and I think a very good understanding of what is to come in terms of more money printing and where that money should land. Mike, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Trump will hold his first in-person event since contracting the coronavirus later today. The event is set to focus on law and order and will be held on the South Lawn of the White House. Attendees are being told to wear masks while on the White House grounds and will have to submit to a coronavirus screening before entering. Hurricane Delta is now a tropical storm after dumping more than a foot of rain on Louisiana. The storm made landfall Friday evening as a Category 2 hurricane, its powerful winds knocking out power to more than 700,000 homes in the state. The National Hurricane Center says flash flooding and tornadoes are possible as the storm continues inland this morning, and much of central Louisiana remains under a flash flood warning. The forecast shows the storm tracking through northeast Louisiana before moving into northern Mississippi and into the Tennessee Valley later today and Sunday. This is USA. Hearings to confirm Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin Monday morning, and Republicans are preparing for her to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the court by later this month. USA Radio Network's John Clement has more.
The 48-year-old Judge Barrett from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has the potential to change the entire direction of the U.S. Supreme Court by replacing Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. Matt Staver, the Liberty Counsel, who has argued several cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, believes the Democrats will come out attacking the nominee.
They are diametrically opposed between the Ginsburg judicial activist philosophy and the constitutionalist originalist philosophy of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And that alone will ultimately affect some significant changes in decisions going forward.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing our focus a bit more broadly on markets. I am chatting with Chris Temple, founder and editor of the National Investor. Now, Chris, what I want to do with you here is look ahead, almost past the election, and weigh how the different outcomes of this U.S. election could impact different sectors. First, we'll start off with the broad averages. Now, whether we have a Trump victory or a Biden victory or a flat-out blue wave that just sweeps the election, I think we can expect different policies from the government, which will carry over to different market reactions. Now, some things will be the same, but I think there most likely will be some pretty key differences and some key sector winners then. Chris, give us a little synopsis. First and foremost, in terms of U.S. markets, how these different outcomes will play into trading moves, please.
Well, look, as far as the stock market generally, I've got a commentary that's actually from my upcoming issue this weekend that I'm going to share with the broader public, but on my website this weekend, that will actually have a link as well to both this conversation as well as the one I did earlier in the week with our mutual friend Trevor Hall. But the big picture, Corey, is that neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden is Fed chairman. And who the Fed chairman is and what the Fed policy is, as always, is the biggest driver of several for what's going to happen in the markets. And we know that that pretty much is full speed ahead. Secondly, as I'll be writing, you know, when you get right down to it, despite the often hysterical and very polarized left versus right, Trump versus Biden thing that goes on here, there's not going to be a great deal in a broad sense that's going to change, unless, of course, the Democrats sweep everything. Then you will see Biden, who will govern as the establishment man and centrist that he's been for half a century, nearly. Not this left-wing kook that the Trump campaign ads make him out to be necessarily. You're not going to see a whole lot change. Some things will at the margins. Some industries will be doing better, some worse. But the big picture is not going to change. And frankly, what I'm seeing more and more in recent days is that the stock market will be overjoyed, not if Trump wins versus Biden, but if we get to the morning after Election Day, and even though there will still be ballots to count, we have a decisive winner. That seems to be occupying the markets as much as who is going to win. And whether anybody likes it or agrees with it or not, the idea may not happen. We'll find out. But at least for now, the idea that Biden is going to win by a decisive enough margin so as not to have a protracted struggle is making the stock market happy, all else being equal.
That is fair. But what, you think a Trump victory, or at least if Trump started to take the lead in the polls, that that would cause this uncertainty? Would that be simply because maybe we won't have a sweep in terms of one party leading both factions of government?
Well, that might happen. What remains to be seen. What the market will not respond well to is if we have, after Election Day, and I still lean this way personally, though we don't know yet what's going to happen until it does. But if the market sees that we're going to have a number of days or weeks where there's a photo finish, both sides claim victory, both sides sue the other side, we have more civil unrest, we have more indecision as far as what's going to happen because of all of that stuff with any near-term help as far as fiscal measures, all of those things, Corey, are going to upset the apple cart. But right now, you've got so much liquidity, so much hopium, so much of an attitude that even if you do have competing headlines, today we're going to have a stimulus. No, we're not going to have stimulus after all. We're going to do a piecemeal. Well, okay, we're going to do a piecemeal, but that piecemeal has got to be part of an ultimately larger plan. It's all becoming just partisan noise that the market is looking past again. They may be proven wrong. It may be too overly optimistic, but right now it doesn't matter. Everybody seems to believe that whether it's now, next week, after the election, after the administration comes in, we're going to get massive fiscal stimulus at some point, and nobody is willing to bet against that right now.
Fair enough, though, right? Don't you think we are going to get massive fiscal stimulus no matter who gets in?
Course.
It just might be directed at different areas?
Yeah, I mean, the only difference is, as I alluded to and as you just suggested, are going to be some industries will do better than others. You know, if you have Biden win, you will see, for instance, a little bit more of an aggressive push in the direction of subsidies and policies that will encourage electric vehicle and battery production and, you know, the production and refining and whatnot of those things within our own borders needed for all of that. Not that that's not going to happen under President Trump, and not that it isn't happening under President Trump. It is. But you would see more emphasis on those and a de-emphasis on fossil fuels. One of the things I would dearly love to be able to tell people to do right now is to buy some of the pipelines, the MLPs, the integrated energy companies that they pop one day and give it right back the next. You don't know which direction things are going to go. If you had this blue wave, just for sake of discussion, on Election Day, and the Democrats get the House and the Senate, as well as Biden winning the presidency, I don't care how cheap some of these good companies, the integrated oil companies, the Exxons, the Chevrons, the BPs, the master limited partnerships, the refiners, they're cheap now, they'll get a whole lot cheaper. I hope they get really annihilated, because after they do, I'd be telling people to buy them. But very definitely, if Joe Biden has both a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate that he's got to be dealing with, he will be pulled to some extent to the left on those things when, if he has, this again for sake of discussion, Republican Senate that he still has to deal with, he will, you know, be governing from the middle.
Okay. But I guess that whole thing is undoubtedly, or it seems like some of those stocks could get hit if that blue wave comes in, even if Biden does get pulled a little bit more into the center, then they could bounce back. Do you think that's why we've seen this massive run in clean energy and solar energy ETFs recently, is because of this bit more expectation that there might be a blue wave?
Oh, of course. I think that goes without saying that you've got people sniffing that kind of an outcome out. So those sectors are rallying. I think for some of them it's a little bit ridiculous fundamentally, but hey, so is the market generally when you look at different stuff. I mean, yesterday, just to give you an example about how goofy things can be when you've got too much money out there and people with more money than brains, and today this is what our scenario is, and they throw away some money at it. One of the stocks on my recommended list, Corey, the symbol is AGE on the New York Stock Exchange. I looked at it Wednesday afternoon, it's 80 cents. Yesterday morning, it's nearly $4. Hit the open, it traded over 300 million shares on the day. When it only has a little under 40 million shares outstanding. No news, no nothing. As it turns out, somebody on this new Robinhood trading platform decided to pump it, talk about it. This particular player on Robinhood's got several thousand people to follow, and everybody just went crazy. And I was looking at some of the chats afterward. Somebody's saying, well, they bought it too late. They saw it running and bought it. Now they've lost thousands of dollars. And this person, like most of them buying it, has utterly no idea what the company even does. They're just chasing the momentum and the noise. That's the whole market today.
All right, Chris, we'll leave it there. Thanks for that more or less comprehensive update on some of the major markets that could be impacted and some of the differences we are going to see depending on who gets in. Chris, great chatting with you. Thanks again for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, here we are wrapping up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this final segment, I wanted to highlight some major news that came out of a company that we have followed on the website for a while now, Maple Gold Mines. I posted this interview back on Thursday when the news first broke of the JV that just happened with Agnico Eagle. In this segment, I am replaying that segment. It is a longer interview, so everybody on the weekend show, please visit our website, kereport.com, and click on the weekend show posting for the full interview. Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Maple Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MGM, and on the OTCQB under the symbol MGMLF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Matthew Horner, as well as the VP of Exploration, Fred Spiedel. Now guys, we have a very significant news release to cover off here that was just released this morning. It's a transaction with Agnico Eagle, a JV that has a couple moving parts to it. There is a contribution from Agnico Eagle in terms of funds and also a past producing mine that is directly to the south of the Douay Gold Project. Now, I will post a link to the press release, but Matthew, let's get you on first. Please explain some of the nuances of this deal when it comes to financing. And now this JV between Maple and Agnico Eagle, please.
Yeah, happy to do so. We're very excited about welcoming Agnico Eagle, the number one gold producer in Quebec, as our strategic partner. It is due mostly to the hard effort of Dr. Fred Spiedel, who's on the line with us and driving this project so perfectly as he has been, and getting his arms around the geology and the way he has done. So My hat's off to him and the rest of the team. We've been working with Agnico Eagle and others who have come to site and looked at the geology for 18 months at least. And so this is not a project or a deal that's been consummated overnight. That should be noted. And I'll go through the terms. I think this news is already out now, and the markets are able to read about this on their own if they have an interest in doing so. But these guys are the project operators with the Yamana at Canadian Malartic. Malartic was a restart of an old mine that in its day, before it got restarted, no one ever thought was going to work. Joutel is a project that they're contributing to the joint venture, which we have a binding term sheet, which we announced today, that establishes that we will contribute the UA project and they will contribute Joutel into this joint venture. That project was a past producer. It produced over 1 million ounces. The grades were, I believe, upwards of 6 grams. And they shut down in a price environment of about $300 gold in the 90s. There are three areas of production. I'll let Fred speak to that in a minute. And we think there was a lot left behind there, and we're really excited about looking closer at that, getting all the information digitized, and getting our arms around that and getting after it sometime in 2021. So that's their contribution of a project into this joint venture. In addition to that, they are making a strategic investment into Maple Gold at the corporate level at a significant premium. I think it's almost 50% premium to our 20-day or 30-day VWAP, and at 100% premium on the warrant that we're giving them to get to 19.9%. It's a 3-year warrant that has acceleration clauses after 2 years. So that's what's happening as a strategic investment into our company to get, as a sign of confidence in us and what we're doing. And in addition, they're going to be contributing $18 million over 4 years in exploration that will go directly into the ground. They're contributing their technical expertise as joint through their joint operatorship of the joint venture. Fred Speidel will be the general manager of the joint venture. Both companies get to retain an NSR, 2% NSR, in the projects that they're contributing to the joint venture, which gives credit for the ounces that we have already established at Douay in the inferred category. And there's a $40 million price tag to associate with buying that out. So we're holding back that credit for our shareholders that have stuck with us up until this point. On top of that, there's project finance support that they're going to be providing to us down the road so that once we get and we expect to get it and what X number of years to the point where we can move forward with development, we're going to have a strong partner sitting next to us, shoulder to shoulder in front of the project finance partners and the capital markets, et cetera, to help us actually get underway and start doing some things as we are the smaller party, of course, in this transaction. So those are the main points. I think I can mention that after after we've completed the closing of the initial strategic financing, our picture changes from today, where we have $6.5 million or so in the treasury, to after this closes, we'll have just under $13 million in the treasury and $18 million. Going into the ground, so we go from $6.5 million to almost $31 million overnight. And I think we have also established the best partner, I believe, on planet Earth for us to be working with to drive both of these projects forward. They know more about Quebec and the Abitibi and producing gold than literally anybody else because they're the largest producer there, and they've been in the area for so long. I'm more than overjoyed that we've been finally able to get a project partner in there like them. They would be considered our dream date at the dance, so to speak, because of all the things I mentioned. And now it's just a matter of getting on with it and letting her rip.
Yeah, we'll get to Fred soon, but Matthew, it's clear that you're excited about this deal, and I understand why. This really does, I think, remove a lot of doubt that was in some investors' and analysts' eyes when it came to the Douay project because of the fact there wasn't a major on site when you already had a fairly nice resource. Can you discuss, again, this high-level concept of having a major now putting money into the project, but also contributing a project that is immediately adjacent to the Douay project? What does this mean for potential scale and size?
Well, as I've said a number of times in other interviews, this has been the game plan from the day I started. We had Japanese parties that I'd known for a long time. They were at the table, you know, a couple of years ago, but it wasn't right at the time to go forward with them. But I've always maintained that the best way forward for this project is to have somebody who knows how to build mines up there and has the balance sheet, et cetera, to be our partners. It's what this project has always needed. And I believe that now, given their knowledge base and now voting with their checkbook, that they believe in not just us but the project, I believe the hearts and minds of the investor community should change quickly and rapidly and will change as a result. So this is what it needed from the beginning. This is what we've been working, what I've been working on since day one. It's a team effort, and we're overjoyed that it's come together in this fashion.
All right, Fred, let's bring you into this conversation because I want to first just get your thoughts on this project that Agnico Eagle is contributing, the Zitel project. I understand it's made up of a number of different deposits, three deposits. It was in production, but that was stopped a couple decades ago. Can you share with us some of your insights on this new project to the JV?
That's pretty exciting for us to be able to combine two series of deposits into the same project. And, you know, as many people will tell you, there's no better place to look for new deposits than in the shadow of a headframe or where a headframe used to be. And I think that's the situation at Eagle Tail Belt. So basically there's three deposits that are aligned, so they're on the same structure. And you have a progressive deepening of the mineralization towards the southeast. So at the northwest end, we have a small open pit, and then we have two deposit areas that were accessed underground. And so that's all been rehabbed. But keeping in mind that at the time of closure of the mine in 1993, price of gold was around $360, and the cutoffs that would have been used would have been very much higher than the cutoffs that one might use today. So it's important to note, therefore, that the exploration potential on the Eagle Tabelle or Joutel property, if you wish.
All right. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio show. But as I mentioned on the onset, everybody wants to hear this full interview. Continuing to chat with Matthew and Fred over at Maple Gold Mines, please visit our website, kereport.com, and click on that weekend show posting. I hope all of you have a great weekend and a great Thanksgiving Day long weekend in Canada. Please, everyone, keep those emails coming. Fleck@kereport.com.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.